Chris Lynch met Raina Polivka through roller derby. The two began spending time together at the roller rink. Now they are engaged, and Chris is the coach of Raina's roller derby team, leading Heartland Roller Girls. The two spoke about their prolonged first kiss during StoryCorps' residency in Indianapolis.
New Year's, I feel like, was the first time we had planned a date. The plan was for me to come over and to watch When Harry Met Sally.
Which has become our tradition.
Yes, and which we did. And then halfway through, our friend from skating, Dylan, decided to show up and watch the movie with us.
Awkward.
Yeah. It was a little awkward. And so I think that kind of prolonged things a little bit. And eventually, well, the other part of the plan was that we were going to go meet Kristen Carey, two of our other friends from skating, to, well, the rink was having a New Year's party.
So we were going to bring in the New Year's at the skating rink.
Yes.
Because, of course, that was the site of all things in our life at that point. And I remember after we had finished When Harry Met Sally and after Dylan had left, When Harry Met Sally ends with a kiss on New Year's Eve. And I wanted so bad to kiss you on New Year's Eve, but I didn't want it to be cliche. And I was so nervous about it that on our way to the rink, I backed up into a ditch. And you had to get out in sub-zero temperatures and jack up the car and rock it out of the ditch. So by the time we got to the roller skating rink, everyone had left.
And it was us and maybe 8 preteens. It was a sad scene. Bad music. And our friends weren't there. So we skated for a little bit. And then before it hit midnight, we actually went back to your place and decided to play Mario Kart. because I feel like both of us did not want to just, give up the date, but we were also both very shy and very awkward. And so we played some Mario Kart. And then I always remember afterwards, we were sitting in front of the couch and we had a pink blanket, which you call Pink Bear, over us. And we were using our fingers to spell out our favorite cursive letters and how we liked the way they looked. And I just remember thinking that that would be the perfect time to kiss you.
But you didn't.
I didn't.
So instead, we ended up whiling away the hours because neither of us wanted to go to bed yet, because how do you do that when you haven't even kissed? By talking about credit.
Mm-hmm.
And
very romantic.
Some of our favorite words like pocket and turtle. And finally, we crashed in bed, both completely clothed. And it was in the morning that I leaned over to kiss you good morning.
Yeah. I mean, that was the first kiss.
Yeah. New Year's Day.
StoryCorps is made possible locally by IUPUI, Indiana's Urban Health and Life Sciences campus, where impact is made. More at iupui.edu. And by the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana Authors Award, a program of the Indianapolis Public Library Foundation, proud to support local sponsorship of StoryCorps.
Produced by J.D. Gray, with interviews recorded at StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to provide Americans of all backgrounds and beliefs with the opportunity to record, share, and preserve the stories of our lives. StoryCorps.org. To listen again to this or other local StoryCorps segments, visit WFYI.org/radio.